Nolte, The Constitution Protects Our 15s, Not Baby Butchering. By John Nolte on June 30, 2022. My favorite part of the post-Roe v. Wade era, other than writing post-Roe v. Wade era, is the pure joy that comes with the left's terrible arguments. Especially when the left has known since May that Roe was doomed and had all kinds of time to prepare better arguments. Y'all are not only sore losers, you're fucking stupid. Maybe I can help. Try this. Control plus F. This is a very simple procedure where you open up the US Constitution in your favorite internet browser and hit Control plus F. This opens a box that allows you to search the US Constitution for specific words and phrases. You should try it. It's really cool. So here's what I want you crybaby morons to do. Control plus F abortion. Nothing? Okay, Control plus F killing babies. Nothing again? Okay, try this, Control plus F butcher the unborn. Nothing still? Okay, this time, we'll broaden things a bit. Control plus F right to privacy. What? Nothing again? Now we're gonna make this real simple. Control plus F privacy. What? You mean abortion and butcher and kill and privacy are not in the Constitution? But CNN told me. That's right, dummies. Now try this one. Control plus F arms. OMFG, look what popped up. It's the Second Amendment. It's number two. Or, as they say in California, numero dos. Check this out. Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. This is my favorite part, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. So, tell me, you baby butchering gun grabbers. What do you not understand about a constitution that says nothing about abortion but clearly says the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed? Please do tell me which part of shall not be infringed is confusing. Please do tell me which part of control plus F nothing at all about killing babies is confusing. If you can't infringe upon my right to bear arms, you can't take away my AR-15. Sorry, that's not accurate. I meant to write R-15s. Plural. Now you're gonna say, but in the 18th century, they did not have R-15s. No, but they did have cannons and grapeshot. You cool with me owning some of that, son? How about a big ol' warship? Hell, look at all the sweet arms available in the 1700s. You okay with me buying some of that, son? You have no constitutional right to kill an unborn child. Forget about the monstrous morality behind something as barbaric as butchering an innocent baby just because you couldn't control yourself and refuse to accept responsibility for that. It's nowhere in the Constitution. Nowhere. But the right to bear arms? Numero dos, baby. And even by your own stupid there were no R-15s in the 1700s arguments. I have the right to own cannons and grapeshot and warships and some mighty cool explosives. You want the right to have some demonic doctor pull your living child into small pieces and suck it through a vacuum? Well, you're just gonna have to use this thing called democracy. Meanwhile, as far as my AR-15 mean R-15s are concerned, that's my God-given right per numero dos. Idiots. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.